The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. That's what we're doing here, taking your calls about anything you want. Just dial in toll free and bring up anything at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
Alan.
And Daryl.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can control the content there. You can submit whatever news story, YouTube video, blog post, whatever content you find online. You just submit the URL, come up with a title for it, and then it'll appear on our site based on our Reddit kind of based system. You can you need a Reddit account to do this. You also need a Free Talk Live account. And then you link the two accounts together in a very simple process, and it makes it easy to submit content right there to the front page of the website where other listeners can vote it up or down. So that way we'll know what you think is interesting. Of course, the best way to know is if you just pick up your phone and call into the program. You can also reach us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. So for those of you just tuning in, we had last hour kind of shared the preface for this Salon/Alternet piece called The Seven Strangest Libertarian Ideas. And, of course, as usual, they invoke the name Rand Paul, which, of course, has nothing to do with true libertarianism. The idea of libertarianism being that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody else. And that, you know, there's this thing called the non-aggression principle. The idea is very simple that, you know, it's not appropriate to aggress against people, no matter what your goals are. We just had a conversation with Greg in New York where he was talking about the minimum that government should provide to people, the minimum health care, not plastic surgery, just the minimum in order to survive. We need to have these things, running water. We need governments to provide these things, because when we buy in bulk, then we get a better price. But it doesn't really work out that way with governments when they
right.
buy things.
I, you know, obviously I'm not old enough to remember when Nikita Khrushchev was in charge of the Soviet Union, but I have certainly seen the video where he was banging the shoe on the desk because the heel was placed on the wrong end of the shoe.
Oh, really?
Where, you know, like dress shoes, they've got the little, quarter-inch heel that's put on the back end.
So they did it wrong.
Right, because where's the incentive to do a good job? They get paid the same regardless. Mm. The shoes cost the same regardless because there's only one company making shoes in Soviet Russia.
Well, yeah, that's why there's such long lines at the DMV.
This another thing is like, well, and we didn't go there with Greg just because, you know, he's a great caller, but can't keep him on the entire show. But it begs the question, I think, of, well, if government must take care of things that are the minimum, then why aren't they running the grocery stores? I mean, if that's
the FDA and, they have other organizations that regulate
FDA.
Food safety.
Yeah, but they're just regulatory functions, right? Like, that doesn't get the food into people's mouths.
Right.
Why don't they, if it's so important, I mean, healthcare is important. So if it's so important to be fed and on Maslow's hierarchy of needs, that's definitely up there.
Yes.
The very bottom.
Yeah, okay.
Basis for
it's the thing you need a lot of before you start worrying about other things.
Right, just basic survival.
Arguably, not quite as important as water, right? But pretty darn close.
Right.
Right up there. Governments provide water. Why shouldn't the government run the grocery stores? And we know the answer to that question. It does a terrible job of running a grocery store, of distributing food. Bread lines are a perfect example of that.
Yeah,
yes.
just look at the Great Depression in the 20s.
Well, the argument, of course, would be that it was all done wrong. The socialist argument would be that, well, the Great Depression or the Soviet Union, this was all wrong. They had the wrong bureaucrats got elected. If they would just elect me,
okay,
then I would solve everything.
In Soviet Russia, there was more people dying of starvation than anything else.
Right, and there was a saying when Stalin was in charge, there was a saying, if Stalin only knew. because they thought that Stalin was the benevolent dictator, and if he only knew all of the problems, then he would fix it.
I have never heard that one.
Well, yeah, he was the man of steel. He was he was godlike.
Same thing in North Korea.
Yeah.
They worship Kim Jong-il and
Kim Il-sung,
and now not so much with Kim Jong-un. They're not as enamored with him, but over the decades they've treated these dear leaders as though they are godlike almost.
Yeah.
And for instance, the official propaganda is that Kim Jong-un, the new guy, that he's in there. I remember saw one of these documentaries about they opened up a new health fitness thing, and that it was Kim Jong-un who came in there and personally inspected all of the fitness equipment.
Not all of it.
They have
little red plaques on the stuff that he inspected. And the people don't use the equipment that doesn't have the red plaque.
Right, but I'm sure there's some, you know, private company or people that went in, inspected it first, and they're like, okay, just look at these ones. And he'll just walk over there and pretend like he knows what he's doing. You know, put on a nice show.
If they make a show of it at all, rather than just making the claim.
Well,
it was the dear leader who inspected all of this. Because they also claim that the dear leader designed the entire facility as well. He's an architect.
And the workout routine.
Right. Yeah. And
so
and
that
airplanes
certain
were invented not so long ago either.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the certain
by
routine.
The dear leader.
Right.
There's the certain routine where you use all of the equipment that he inspected,
mm-hmm.
and you use it in sort of a rotation, and that is the best workout,
right.
because that was dear leader's workout.
They'll probably give you whippings if you don't do the dear leader workout, but I'm speculating
or
on that
just
one.
Or they'll just be like, oh, well, I mean,
you don't love the dear leader as much as I do.
You must not be, you know, good at working out. You must just be lazy.
Have you guys ever seen the footage, and I think it might have been the same documentary, where they go into one of these show stores?
Yes.
No.
It's so creepy. They have these stores that are sort of made to appear as though they're like a department store. They have products in stock, but they don't actually sell anything to anyone average. I guess they will, like, make a sale to a tourist or something like that. But the average North Korean folk cannot go into these stores and purchase products.
Wow.
And there's only, like, one or two items deep.
Right.
Where normally the shelves, they'll have it, you know, like, all the way back.
Right. Well,
they've got like one or two.
Right, it's like a cardboard display of, you know, like the mountains and trees in the background.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, like, it looks like it could be real, but it's not really. But I've heard, you know, like, reporters will go to North Korea after going through this long approval process where, mm-hmm. like, their whole trip is planned out. So they don't get many tourists, so they don't really need to, you know, put a lot of effort into the show that they're putting on. But they've got, like, pre-planned routes, and they keep, you know, they keep all of the natives from talking to these people, because then they'll find out about, like, the death camps. And there's like, prisons where they will send you if you turn against the leader in some
Absolutely.
Way.
They will send you if your second cousin turns against
That's
dear
true.
Leader.
And they keep your children there as well. Like,
yeah,
it's
crazy.
It's multi-generational.
Three generations.
So, yeah, there's a lot of crazy in North Korea.
There was a good documentary that was done by National Geographic some years ago.
In the 90s?
Where they went in with a medical crew.
Mm-hmm.
And the medical crew, they were doing cataract surgeries on people. And they were filming the, like, removal of the bandages from these people after having their cataracts done. And the people were going up and bowing to the picture of the dear leader and praising the dear leader for the surgery that the doctor did.
Had provided.
But he gave the technology for the surgery, right?
Probably.
And the camera crew was able to sneak in to one of the houses of one of the people, and all of the pictures on the wall were pictures of dear leader and of Kim Jong-il.
I wouldn't want to look at those faces all day.
Ugh. And so Lisa Ling, who was the reporter that snuck in with the crew, she asked one of the people, she said, which one is your favorite picture of dear leader? Oh, they're all my favorite.
All equally. I love them as much.
Can dear leader do anything wrong? And the response was, I don't understand your question.
Yeah, it's outside their paradigm. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. I don't know how we ended up getting off on North Korea, but the point was, I'm sure
monopolies.
The socialists would say, well, they're doing it wrong. Just put me in charge, or my favorite socialist. And
everybody's
be
a little
tyrant. 855-450-FREE, because force is a great idea.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 29th, 2014, gold opened at $1,287.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,334.47, $667.23 for a half ounce, or $333.62 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,334.47, $667.23, and $333.62.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver are going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and bring up anything you want here at 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to discuss government-run healthcare, North Korea, or whatever happens to be on your mind, we're here for you. And the we is me, Ian.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
And those phone lines are brought to you by ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network, and you can go and get signed up for free at proxpn.com/FTL. The first thing they're going to do for you is encrypt your internet connection, and that means that your internet service provider, after you've encrypted with ProXPN, will no longer know what you're doing online. They're probably logging every website you visit now, and they're probably logging every search term you enter. So in some cases, they're keeping those logs up to 5 years at your internet service provider, which means it's easy for law enforcement or any government agency to access. Maybe they're even selling your information to other companies. Who knows? But you can stop that from happening. All that data collection, stop it right now by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Download their software. It's available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, or Android devices. Linux users, you can also use ProXPN. Its setup's a little bit different for you. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. It's great privacy protection. Plus, when you upgrade to their premium account, you'll get unlimited bandwidth. You'll get servers around the world you can connect to. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. That's presuming you're in a country that you can get internet access. I don't know if it's going to help you in North Korea, because you don't really get internet there.
They're not really listening to this show in North Korea either.
I just meant if you were going to travel there or something like that. If you're traveling, ProXPN is a really useful thing to have. If you're in different countries that have restrictions, they can help you get around those restrictions. So proxpn.com/FTL. Use this code to get 50% off the price of the annual account. Code is FTL, like Free Talk Live, FTL50. It's all one word, FTL50. And then there's also a Bitcoin discount, which will get you 62% off the annual account. By the way, these discounts are good for the lifetime of your account. The Bitcoin discount is FTLBTC, like Bitcoin. So go and grab your free account right now at proxpn.com/FTL and get started, and then upgrade when you're ready with code FTL50 or FTLBTC to get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Let's go to Habu, listening in Madison, Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ellen, and Daryl.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Sure.
This is my favorite lineup in your studio there.
Oh, great.
I was listening to your last segment, and you were talking about North Korea and the people there. Mm-hmm. And yes, these people kind of worship that leader. But, you know, let me just say this. There are, of course, this is your own talk show, and you can talk of many, many things. There are other things which are much more troubling on the horizon, and I'm talking about polls have shown that the majority of Americans are in favor of bombing ISIS. And, you know, that means in Syria last year, they're going to do this year. I have no animus towards the people in North Korea. They haven't killed millions and zillions as the American government has.
Koreans have been killed by North Koreans. I mean, that's a number that's going to be very hard to get.
That's what America has killed around the world.
One. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, so let's not escape it. So, North Korea is a hideous example of what goes wrong when it becomes so totalitarian. But what's even worrying is when a democracy morphs into this monster that, you know, you talk about every other day, whether it's police or going and bombing other countries.
Absolutely. We had a discussion on the air once upon a time, and I think it's an interesting question, is who is the worst tyrant? I mean, is it Barack Obama or Kim Jong-un? Because, you know, as you pointed out, the American presidents are responsible for destroying millions upon millions of lives worldwide. And in North Korea, yeah, he's a little tyrant, but he's only a tyrant over his own little domain, not over the entire world. So it's very interesting kind of comparing the two and trying to decide who is the bigger tyrant and in which different ways. But go ahead with your points.
Well, just real quick, you had said that it's bad when a democracy turns into a monster. And I would say that by definition, democracies are monsters because democracies allow the majority, or in most cases, the plurality of people to wind up, you know, foisting their will upon everyone else.
Right, but he's making a good point here, I think, is that, you know, North Korea, although it is very destructive in the fact that it has this totalitarianist government, it's only committing these atrocities to people within the country. It's not going outside of its bounds and, you know, throwing bombs at people like the U.S. has the capability and the riches to do.
Right. Habu, go ahead.
Well, I think the young lady said it correctly and said it in fewer words than I did. But anyway, so this is a troubling issue, meaning that we are so scared out of our boots because of ISIS, or you know the propaganda from the mainstream media, not yours of course, but the propaganda, and it is really driving Americans batty. This is the way. Wasn't there a very famous saying that, you know, when fascism comes into the country, it'll come on the backs of democracy?
It'll come waving a flag. I forget it was
yeah,
who
course.
Was it said
and,
that.
And that's the same thing that's going to happen now. This is going to even and this is of course the last consideration, but an important one. It is going to impoverish us. Already we are in penury thanks to two wars that were not necessary, let alone all the bad will it has engendered and bad will around the world against the U.S. So and what it has set in motion, which is even more problematic, the whole regions have become unstable. So, these are not because I say it, but these, I think, are worthy points. And yes, I don't care that you make fun of anybody for, of course, valid reasons, as you have. But in the end, we should never lose sight of the ball, meaning what are we going to do next? What more havoc are we going to wreak around the world? So that's all, and thank you very much for the call.
Well, it's not so much, and Habu, we totally agree. I mean, on this show, I'm against war, and I think every co-host on the show is against war, and we've certainly talked a lot about what's going on in the Middle East and various conflicts, so thank you. I appreciate that. When we're talking about North Korea, it's only funny in an uncomfortable way. Like, you're only laughing because it's so scary and so crazy. And I think that it's instructive to talk about some of the worst of the world in order to know that ultimately what we're talking about is really just a difference in degrees. Yeah, they've got prison camps in North Korea, and yeah, they'll put your family members in there. But the United States is locking up more people around in the U.S. than, what is it, the rest of the world combined or something crazy like that?
What out of four prisoners in the world is an inmate in a jail or prison in the United States?
Yeah. So, I mean, around here, there's a good chance your family members are getting locked up here, too. And, again, it's just a difference in degrees as far as the level of tyranny that goes on in North Korea.
Right.
In,
the full-on myrrh worshipping hasn't, you know, occurred yet. Like, we're not making offerings and bowing down to pictures.
That's true. But there are people who have sung songs to Barack Obama.
Yeah, there's people who buy into him completely.
Then there was the one news reporter that said that I had chills roll up my leg when he walked in the room.
People in this country will voluntarily. I was in my ex-girlfriend, her grandparents had a picture of George Bush hanging in their bathroom. It was like an autographed picture of George and Laura Bush. 855 450 free. No one put a gun to their head and put that in there. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the show where you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And as usual, you know, we've had the intention of sharing this Seven Strange Libertarian Ideas article, and we really haven't gotten past the first sentence of number one, which is parents should be allowed to let their children starve to death. And I'm hoping we will get a chance to talk about this. The we tonight includes me, Ian.
Alan.
And Daryl.
Let's jump back into your phone calls first, however. Oh, and I want to remind you, we were just talking about this during the break, Daryl. Keenvention is coming up. Keenvention.info is the website. In fact, literally just moments before the show started tonight, I posted a brand new post over on the Keenvention website at Keenvention.info announcing the Cop Block panel for Keenvention 2014. Now, Keenvention's coming up October 31st. That's right, Halloween night.
Ow.
And through November 2nd, also recently announced for Keenvention is a Halloween night party, a costume party thrown by our very own Derek J. Freeman, which I'm excited about. So that's something that we didn't have last year, so we'll be doing that this year for the first time. The Cop Block panel is also new for 2014. Cop Block radio host Eric Freerock is going to be heading it up, and it's actually the first full panel that we've announced. We've been announcing panel hosts, like the moderators, up until this point. This one is the first full panel. So Joel Valenzuela, who's a relatively new mover and very active mover out in the Manchester area. Riaz Kahan or Kahan, I honestly don't know how to pronounce his last name, but a super cool guy, super activist out in the Manchester area. He's going to be on the panel, and Centurion from CopBlock will also be on the panel, so I'm excited
about
it.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and the activism in the CopBlock sphere up here in New Hampshire this year has been busier than ever. I mean, New Hampshire's always been a good place for CopBlock activities, and of course, CopBlock.org was basically founded, founded in New Hampshire. The founders have lived in the founders do live in New Hampshire, and both of the founders have lived in Keene, and one of them is currently living right outside of Keene. So CopBlock has a long history here, and so it's going to be great to have a CopBlock panel. We'll talk, I'm sure, about the Manchester DUI checkpoint activism that has gone on. Basically, every 2 weeks, they've had 30 or 40 activists out there on the streets in Manchester doing DUI checkpoint cop blocking. In fact, that's what's happening tonight. There's actually a carload or two of Keene activists heading out to Manchester tonight to assist with the Manchester cop blocking. But I'll be staying in town, and I'll be heading out to the college neighborhood a little bit later on tonight. And we're doing Don't Take a Plea Deal, or not Don't Take a Plea, we're doing Know Your Rights outreach in the college neighborhoods. And CopBlock's having an impact here, and it can have an impact in a place where there's a lot of people together, which is what we're doing in New Hampshire. The Free State Project is bringing liberty activists all to the same place. That place is New Hampshire, and Keenevention is your opportunity to check out New Hampshire during the fall, again, October 31st through November 2nd, and focus on activism while you're here. There's a great convention the Free State Project puts on called the Liberty Forum, which happens in the wintertime, and that's an awesome event. But the Liberty Forum and, to a lesser extent, Pork Fest, which is their other event, their summertime event, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, these events, they bring in outside speakers. There's big names, celebrity speakers within the libertarian movement that they bring in for these other events. Keenevention, we don't bring anybody in from outside to speak at the event. You're welcome to come in from the outside and attend the event and participate as an attendee, ask questions and, you know, things like that. But actually on stage, the focus, the featured speakers that we have, the panelists, they're all activists based in New Hampshire, because that's what I wanted Keenevention to focus on, was the activism scene here, because we've got an amazing scene. You can go to keenevention.info, go grab your tickets there. They're just $60 for the entire weekend, which for a convention is a pretty unbelievable price. You get a special discount on the hotel rooms, which are also affordable. So keenevention.info, go there, learn more. You can also watch past videos from last year and kind of get a feel for what the event was like.
And you can use Bitcoin.
Thank you for the reminder. That's right, $60 through Eventbrite, which is major credit cards, or Bitcoin over at keenevention.info. And, Daryl, you were a big help last year, helped out with the, kind of printing up the flyers that were distributed at the event. You actually ran a raffle, which you're bringing back.
Yes.
Any idea what you'll be raffling yet?
Not entirely sure. I do have a friend that lives down in the Atlanta area that makes chainmail.
That's unique.
She will make a bracelet or two to be raffled off.
Pretty cool, man. I used to have a roommate who would make chainmail, and you can literally jab a knife at somebody wearing that stuff, and it won't hurt them. It's pretty neat. All right, let's go to the phones here. You can take control of the airwaves. We go to Dave. He's in Long Island. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dave.
How's everything?
Yeah, what's on your mind tonight?
Good. No, I was just, you know, I know it's the same old thing, you know, I used to do this, that, you know, Joan Rivers. But, you know, like, if we get down to the reality of what's going on, you know, this side of the world has been trying to take over the world since modern-day Persia, you know, Syria, like Iran. This is a plan they've had for thousands of years. It's not just
who's had what plan?
Well, you know, like, that side, the East, you know, talking about Iran, modern-day Iran, for instance, you know what I mean? That's Persia. That's modern-day Persia.
Well, every side of the world is trying to take over every other side. It's not just the East specifically.
But if you're in America, I'm just talking from an American state of mind. If you're on the American side and people are with all the controversies and conspiracies, of course they're there. Of course we bomb people. Of course we do things that casualties are, you know, that must be taken for a better half of man, you know? It's things that must
No, it's not better. It's not bettering man to bomb people. What are you talking about?
And say to bomb people.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that's what you said.
No, but I'm saying if people are going to, if you're saying bomb, if you're saying people are going to threaten you at your doorstep, which how would you react to them?
Well, there's nobody threatening me at my doorstep except for the state police.
No, I'm saying, look, let's say if you were in their circumstance, you lived in Iraq, in Mosul, you lived in some of these areas where they're, you know, the Muslims are killing the Muslims. It's not even the Christians. They're trying to find Christians to kill. They can't. So they're killing their own people, and they're saying, well, it's because Allah told me to do it. No.
What is your question? I don't understand what you're asking me. How would I feel if there were people killing people where I live? I'd feel terrible about that. There are people killing people in the United States, and that's a bad thing, and it doesn't matter what their religion is.
No, I didn't actually want to ask like a question. I just wanted to like discuss, you know, get a couple of points on how you guys talked about
it. I don't know what your point is, though. That's a problem. I'm very confused. I don't know about the rest of you, the studio.
Oh, I'm super confused.
Well, because like it's really confusing because it's like,
well, because you're all over the place.
Well, let's just erase everything that's happened with this whole little group. I'm just taking you as far as the debate. When I'm done,
erase everything that's happened with what group?
Do you think it's more of a blue and red state over here, like the Democrats?
Over where?
Over where we live. Now everything's going on.
You're in New York.
There. Yeah, no, but listen, just listen to what I'm saying. Give me 1 minute to explain to you. Now everything's going on in the world. Everybody's up to date. Everybody knows what's going on the panel. I'm sure. Everybody watches news and reads articles, and they see the, you know, things that are going on. Now, as far as, like, in our country, just at the end of my thing I'm trying to get to it, now it's becoming the Democrats are, you know, having a battle in Nebraska and Virginia. A lot of things are going on where it's, like, almost like the Democrats are trying to take over the United States, and looks like it's like a red and blue state more than it's, like, you know, because it's all a...
Yeah, I have no idea what you're saying. I really have no idea. Ellen, are you able to understand what Dave is getting at here?
I think what he's trying to say is that there's one specific group of people, I believe he's claiming it's the Democrats, that they're trying to take over the U.S. with their belief system and enforce their laws.
That's not going
to
happen. I mean, there are different states that are Republican-controlled that have no, you know, the Democrats have no chance of taking those states over.
Doesn't every group try to do that? And depending on what side you're on, you're going to think, oh, the other side's trying to take us over.
Republicans would love to take over all the states,
every
too,
group, but libertarians...
Either. Right, and these guys are going to be fighting over
but it's
controls.
Just confusing because they're still trying to get voted in. Like, they're using the system that exists to try to destroy the system.
I don't think anyone's trying to destroy the system within the system. Dave, thanks for the call. Sounds like you're having some trouble with your phone, and besides, I can't understand really what you're saying anyway.
Well, I don't mean, like, totally destroy. I just mean libertarians want to get into politics so that they can remove a lot of, like, laws and fees and legislation that don't make sense.
Oh, you're talking about the libertarians.
Yes.
I see.
Yeah, yes. Because I said the libertarians are the only ones that aren't trying to control the world.
Well, in as a general statement, I think there are a lot of people who get into libertarian politics because they see it as a way to have some level of control over some sort of a political system, like, you know, people like Bob Barr. That guy's not a real libertarian.
I meant real libertarian.
We're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade, and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer.
at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial toll free. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Visit freetalklive.com. Get interactive on the site. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, please become an amplifier. I mentioned earlier how Daryl is helping with affiliate relations and actually these days doing the bulk of it. He's doing a great job bringing news stations on board. In fact, the news station that we announced this week in Phoenix, KFNN, that's one of yours, Daryl.
Yes.
Run on, so thank you for that. But it's a big thanks to the Free Talk Live amplifiers for helping pay for you, because otherwise, if it weren't for the AMP program, we wouldn't be able to afford your services. So the AMP program really makes it happen around here. It makes it so that new stations, new radio stations all around the United States, and hopefully eventually outside the United States, will come on board and take Free Talk Live, and hopefully we'll be able to entertain their listeners and stay on board. We've got over 160 stations so far, and we're going to get more with your help. If you become a Free Talk Live amplifier, you can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And when you become an amplifier, it's a very simple process. You can use any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right there on the front page of the website. Or not the front page, but over at amp.freetalklive.com. It makes it easy, and it makes a big difference for us when you do that. So thank you in advance. You get perks. You get deals like, or special perks like the AMP-only phone lines, the AMP-only forum, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. So go and learn more and get signed up, please, at amp.freetalklive.com. Frankie is in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live. Frankie.
Hi, how you doing?
Great. Go ahead with your thoughts, Frankie.
Good, good. What do you think, as far as not just a question, but it's kind of a statement I'm making? Ukraine, all that kind of stuff going on. Somalia, you got the Iraq, you got the Syria problems. Meanwhile, they're on They were in government right now, don't they? Going to court for war crimes. Who are we going to be helping here? Who are we going to be helping here? Kind of like we can't help anybody. Kind of like we got to go in there and just clean house. It's not up. What do you think about that?
Who's going to go clean house and where?
Well, somebody has to clean house and go, you know, take out these infidels, don't you think?
What do you mean by clean house?
Is this just sort of this obtuse caller night as far as the last two segments have gone? You're being very nebulous with what you're saying. Are you saying that you want the U.S. military to go into certain Middle Eastern countries and exterminate people? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm trying to see what kind of border patrols. Also, what do you think? I'm trying to get your guys' information. What do you guys? Because I'm sorry.
It sounded like you were talking about other countries there for a moment and cleaning house. Now you're talking about border patrols?
There's so many issues we could talk about.
Why don't you pick one?
Let me see here. One would be, whose side are we going to pick? Like, how does, as United States?
I'm not picking anyone's side. Why do I have to pick a side?
So what do you do then? I don't understand. Like, what do you do? Just watch it on the news?
Watch what on the news?
Remember, I'm just a regular guy sitting and watching this. I just came across your radio show. So
well, a lot of people are going to choose one side or the other and be like, oh, I agree with this point or I agree with that side. But they're not going to be going out from their houses, taking a plane, going to whatever country they support and, like, arming up just to support that cause. Like, that's not what people do.
I'm not interested in supporting the killing of people around the world, and I'm not interested in supporting the imprisoning of people within this country, so that should make it pretty clear what my position is. What's yours, Frankie?
I get you, because politically that's how you stand. I'm sorry. Well, I'm looking at it more as like a humanitarian thing. People are dying right now. You know,
well, you don't go and solve humanitarian problems by killing more humans, do you?
Oh, but it's not. I didn't say the word killing, so you keep on putting words in my mouth. I meant religiously also, because this is also so-called a religion.
Oh, I'm sorry. When you say things like clean house or whatever, that sort of has the flavor of exterminating populations. So what would you like to see happen over in the Middle East or at the border or whichever issue you want to pick? Go ahead.
It's not what I would like to see. Yes, it is.
That's why I asked you.
From watching media and watching news and all kinds of stuff, I kind of have a... Our inclination that from what's going on and, you know, the media, how the media plays into it and how they're popping up with different areas of in the world, like Somalia.
Who's popping up with different areas of the world?
Do you watch the news?
Hell no. Oh, who's popping up? You said someone's popping up. They are popping up. Who is they?
I'm sorry. You know what it is? I'm thinking that you watch the news like I do. And I don't watch
television. I don't even have television. Do you guys watch the news?
No, I read a lot of news, but I don't watch the news.
The problem is, Frankie, if we can't communicate, we can't have a conversation. And so far, your call has been very hard to understand. When you say they are popping up in other countries, what do you mean?
So I've been doing a lot of research on, like, I'm watching the news, and I'm like, okay, how much is this real? You know, because sometimes I've watched, like, let's say, for instance, the Discovery Channel, Nat Geo, which is supposed to be credible information for young individuals. Then I come to find out that they're making documentaries that are absolutely fake, but to the naked eye.
Thanks, Frankie, for the call tonight. Sounds like you're all over the place, just like our last caller. I don't know if there's, like, a club of people who can't
communicate. I think it was the same person calling under two different
names. That call was on. There was two calls were on hold at the same time. I suppose he could have had two phone lines open.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go to Nathan in Texas. Nathan, can you make sense? Go ahead.
I hope so.
Okay,
so
good. I hope it's not something in the water or a full moon or something like that.
Nathan generally makes sense.
Yes, that's why I was hoping that he would be able to make sense. If Nathan is not making sense, then something is really wrong.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Right. Then you'll know it's time to retreat to the concrete bunkers.
Yeah.
So,
well, at least you admit it.
So Liberty Phoenix called in earlier this week talking about trying to convince other people about the ideas of liberty, and I wanted to recommend a podcast that the Bad Quaker did in 2012 with Dave McElroy. He's a political consultant, and he in the interview he talks about how, as a political consultant, people are just not interested in the ideas of liberty for the most part. You know, you'll have like a 40% Republican, 40% Democrats. And then, you know, the ads and such will focus on convincing the independents to one side or the other. And generally, libertarian candidates don't get very much pull.
That's true.
David McElroy did a very brilliant little short film a few years ago called We're the Government and You're Not.
Oh, that was him? Okay, I've seen that.
Yes.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
He also wrote some articles talking about why Ron Paul won't ever be elected. And I guess I should apologize. It's probably maybe too cynical for Liberty Phoenix, but I thought I'd recommend it because it shows the opposite viewpoint. Instead of talking about convincing people, he evinces the viewpoint that once he gave up trying to convince people of liberty, he was a lot happier. Because it's not that he doesn't write or speak, but rather he thinks of what he does as discovering people who already agree with him.
No, that's a good point, actually. Because when I was younger, I used to try to do that. I'd be like really combative with my viewpoints. Like, what? You don't believe in this liberty thing? Like, what is your problem?
Right?
No, it didn't. So it really is a much better strategy if you just get to know people and try to understand them. And then, you know, like, you'll find that they do have, you know, certain things that they agree with you on. And then you can, you know, open their mind up more because they're more accepting of you.
It's a long road. There's no doubt about that. And being patient with people works a lot better. Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of really good videos on YouTube of how not to talk to people about the ideas of liberty, one of which actually was produced by some members of the Libertarian Party, where they went around to different Libertarian Party outreach booths, like the Operation Politically Homeless that you said that you've done. And they had people that knew how to do the booth, but they told them, like, you know, just do the absolute worst job that you can. And they were catching it. But they were only filming them do this to Confederates. So people that, you know, were also libertarians that would walk up. And some of it is just so funny.
True.
But it's one of those things of where you're like, oh, yeah, I know somebody that's exactly like that. Yeah.
Wait, so
I'd like if you could link to that video. I'd very much like to see.
Oh, yeah, I'll find those and link them on the Free Talk Live Facebook page.
Are they, like, yelling at these people, so you want to go kill innocent civilians?
Yeah, that's certainly a bad tactic.
What do you mean you don't like guns? You have to like guns. Here's all the guns I've got.
All right. Hey, Nathan, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. And, of course, we've mentioned before the Advocates for Self-Government is an excellent organization that helps liberty-minded people become better communicators of these ideas. Because ultimately, this is what we have to do. We have to propagate the ideas of freedom. And if we can be more efficient or more compassionate towards the people that we're talking to, be better at communicating those ideas, then maybe they'll be more likely to come on sooner rather than later, even though, again, it is a long road. Which is why moving together with liberty-minded people who are already on board makes a lot of sense. So go and check out freestateproject.org and check out Daryl's website, fpp.cc. That's fpp.cc. And we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Tomorrow, Adam Kokesh is going to be on the show.
Woo!
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.